From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The economy appears to be on the verge of a recovery. That's the word from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, who told a gathering in Wyoming today that economic activity appears to be leveling out both in the U.S. and abroad. But he warns that getting completely clear of the recession will take time, in part because unemployment levels are still extremely high. The National Association of Realtors reports a more than 7% surge in existing home sales in July. But economist Adam York with Wells Fargo Securities says it'll be a long time before we see a big rebound in home prices.
We don't see that for quite some time. Well, we probably see home price declines kind of leveling out this year, and maybe you start seeing some small gains early next year.
York says he believes the worst of the housing market meltdown has passed. President Obama is praising the Afghan people for taking part in a critical presidential election, even though there were reports of widespread attacks. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
President Obama stressed that the U.S. did not support any specific candidate in the election. He said America's only interest was in a fair result, accurately reflecting the will of the Afghan people. As for the violence,
we knew that the Taliban would try to derail this election. Yet even in the face of this brutality, millions of Afghans exercise the right to choose their leaders and determine their own destiny. And as I watched the election, I was struck by their courage in the face of intimidation and their dignity in the face of disorder.
Both incumbent President Hamid Karzai and his main opponent, Abdullah Abdullah, have said they won, but votes are still being tallied. President Obama said the U.S. looks forward to working with the victor and the new government in Afghanistan. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.
The British government is on the defensive after the triumphant homecoming in Libya for the convicted Lockerbie bomber. Larry Miller has more from London.
Libya praised Scotland for what it called its courageous decision to release the terminally ill Lockerbie bomber, but British leaders will be embarrassed by such praise. It's now emerged Prime Minister Gordon Brown wrote Colonel Gaddafi a personal letter appealing for a low-key return for Abdel Basset Ali al-Megrahi. Instead, he was met at Tripoli Airport by Gaddafi's son, along with great fanfare and flag-waving crowds. A text message announcing Megrahi's return was sent to every Libyan cell phone. British Foreign Secretary David Miliband said the Tripoli scene was deeply distressing, especially to the relatives of those killed in the attack on Pan Am Flight 103. However, Miliband strongly dismissed suggestions that Megrahi was released in exchange for economic favors from Libya. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 156 points at 9506, and NASDAQ was up 31 at 2021. This is NPR News. A former UBS banker-turned-informant has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for his role in a tax evasion scheme. Bradley Birkenfeld was accused of helping an American billionaire hide $200 million from the IRS. He pleaded guilty to one conspiracy charge. Birkenfeld provided key information that helped prosecutors secure a settlement with UBS and the Swiss government to release the names of nearly 4,500 American account holders suspected of tax evasion. Chechen rebels say they have declared economic war on Russia and are claiming responsibility for two recent disasters. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
The Kavkaz Center website, which claims to represent Chechen rebels, shows a signed statement by the Battalion of Martyrs claiming responsibility for a dam disaster in Siberia and a suicide bomb attack in Ingushetia, both of which occurred on Monday. The dam disaster killed at least 30. 45 people remain missing. The suicide bomb attacks at Nazran's police headquarters killed at least 20. The Kremlin reportedly dismissed the claim as idiotic, and Russian investigators say that there were no traces of explosives found at the dam site. The group seeks to end Russian rule in the North Caucasus and establish an Islamic emirate. The region has been plagued by violence in recent months. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Hurricane Bill is down to a Category 2 with top winds of 110 miles per hour. It's expected to pass near Bermuda, which is already getting drenched. The storm's expected to generate dangerous waves and riptides along much of the U.S.'s eastern coastline this weekend. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.